Anthony Starr's backing of the Backrooms director's call to eliminate AE from filmmaking adds an interesting layer to ongoing debates about artificial intelligence in creative industries. Hollywood workers rallied against the Paramount-Warner Bros. Merger in Beverly Hills, with AI displacement concerns being one of several issues driving labor activism in the entertainment industry.
The merger opposition reflects broader concerns about industry consolidation reducing opportunities for creative professionals. When major studios combine, they often eliminate duplicate positions and streamline operations in ways that reduce total employment, even if overall production volumes remain steady.
At last night's Tony Awards, Julia Louis-Dreyfus called her Broadway debut in Other Desert Cities terrifying, highlighting the unique challenges actors face when transitioning between different performance mediums. Television and film acting require different skills than live theater, and even experienced performers often struggle with the immediate audience feedback that theater provides.
John Lithgow's comments to Daniel Radcliffe that HBO's Harry Potter series is all going well generated significant fan interest because it represents the first official acknowledgement of production progress on one of the most anticipated television projects in development. The series aims to adapt all 7 Harry Potter books with much more detail than the film adaptations provided.
The gaming industry had a significant presence this weekend, with PC Gaming Show 2026 debuting over 50 games and major announcements at the Xbox Game Showcase. Castlevania: Belmont's Curse was given an October 15th release date, and Cassette Beasts 2002 was announced for multiple platforms, including the upcoming Switch 2.
These gaming announcements reflect the industry's continued growth despite broader economic uncertainties. The gaming sector has proven relatively resilient during economic downturns because gaming provides cost-effective entertainment compared to other leisure activities like dining out or travel.
In sports, Nelly Korda won the U.S. Women's Open with a dramatic final putt at Riviera, claiming her 4th major title and 2nd this season. Korda held off Charlie Hull and Gabby Lopez by one shot in what's being described as one of the most competitive women's major championships in recent years.
The growth in women's professional golf viewership and prize money continues to accelerate. This year's U.S. Women's Open had record television ratings and corporate sponsorship, reflecting broader trends toward increased investment in women's professional sports across multiple disciplines.
Tonight's NBA Finals Game 3 will feature massive security operations as Trump prepares to attend at Madison Square Garden. Hundreds of Secret Service officers and thousands of NYPD personnel will deploy for what's being described as one of the most complex security challenges for a sporting event in New York City history.
The security requirements reflect both Trump's continued high profile and the venue's location in Midtown Manhattan, which presents unique logistical challenges for protecting high-profile individuals while maintaining normal urban operations around the arena.